Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to bring in Anthony J and take a look at this forecast. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Marshall. And Jill, is Jill there too?
Jill's not here this morning. Jill comes in a little late in the morning.
Oh, okay.
She comes in around 7 o'clock and joins us at that time. I've got both the cats here, though, AM and FM. They're here with me. So I got to tell you what happened last night. We have lots of bears around here, okay?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of cool. You get to see them all the time. I've got cameras set up all around my house. Years ago, they would have been called security cams. Now I call them bear cams because I like to see the bears. So last night, I'm turning off all the lights in my living room, getting ready to go to bed. Mm-hmm. And my phone blinks, and that means something's on camera. So I open up the camera, and there's a bear in my backyard that's moving towards the north end of the house. So I just, fine, that's great. All of a sudden, my neighbor, who's got a light that automatically turns on by his garage when there's motion, his light goes on. So I go over to my picture window, and there's the bear, kind of sitting in his driveway. Well, the bear circles the house a couple of times, right? So I'm watching.
Is it a black bear?
Black bear. Yeah. Not a big one, but big enough. And he's circling the house, or she's circling the house. Finally, the bear stops by one window on the front porch, which is an enclosed porch, and stands up and looks in the window. Well, now the bear tries to get in the window but can't get in that window. Goes around to the front of a porch and now grabs onto the window and starts to open a window that was partially left open. So I called my neighbor and said, "There's a bear trying to get into your house." So by the time he came down, the bear was trying to get in the front door, just pushing on the front door because he smelled the garbage. Reggie knows, he never does that because we have bears around. So he starts the alarm in his car and the bear runs away. But that bear, and Reggie just shut his windows and stuff like that. And it's just a note to people, you can be forgetful. I got rid of all my garbage problems a year and a half ago by doing certain things, and bears haven't bothered my house at all. But if you make a mistake and you leave a bag of garbage out to take to the garbage or leave out for the garbage man and it's on your front porch and you have a window that's partway open, the bear will get in. The bear will get in to find that garbage. So, but all's well that ends well.
Right. Yeah, I hear stories of like that often, actually. Well, people bears going into cars and houses. And
yeah, stuff. Well, people blame the bears. But if you leave food in a car and you leave a window cracked open, the bear will get in to get the food. If you leave food or garbage someplace that the bear can get to it, they'll get to it. The minute they smell it, boom, they'll go to it. They're like giant raccoons. Take a raccoon and add 300 pounds to it.
They look so cute, and they are...
They're beautiful.
Now, do they get really aggressive in person?
They're beautiful to watch. No. You can't take your chance. Most of the black bears that have been roaming around this year are very used to people. But that doesn't mean you can... People just think that because they're walking around, that you can't go up to a bear. You can't get close to a bear. Because you know what? It's a bear. It's a wild animal. It may look cute. It may look harmless. It may interact with humans in a different way, but it's a bear. Just remember, it's a bear, God darn it.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Anyways, so that's my bear story last night. Give us the bear facts about the weather.
Wow. Well, it's absolutely stellar out there. I'm looking out my window now, crystal clear blue skies, and we've got that all around the Northeast this morning, temperatures in the 50s starting the day. And we're going to top off later today. We're going to catapult into the low 80s, most areas by the afternoon. And that humidity stays low. That's the terrific thing. And again, tonight, just like it was this morning, down the low 50s. And tomorrow, pretty much a carbon copy of today, maybe a touch more humid, about 84, 85. Now, as we go to the weekend, Saturday, we're watching a little coastal low that's going to try to sneak up.
What? And, a coastal low?
Yeah, I think most of Saturday is going to be good, Marshall. But we're watching to see if that low comes close enough to bring us some showers maybe by evening. or after dark, most likely, it looks like. Especially the eastern portions of our area will get most of the rain. I think Saturday night we will get some rain for just about the whole area, although it could slide offshore and just nick us with some light showers. And then Sunday, if you have plans Sunday, I'd plan on some breezy conditions and some more humidity out there and some scattered showers, just scattered showers for Sunday. And then next week we're going to be getting into kind of a showery, humid pattern, looks like, with rain maybe every day next week. Not rain in 96 hours straight, but we're getting, you know, okay, showers and humidity for next week to look forward to after this absolutely gorgeous, splendid, whatever adjective you want to describe what we're experiencing today.
Okay, so you say it's like showers and humidity. So probably it'll be like you'll have sun and you'll have clouds and you'll get thunderstorms, stuff like that, you mean, next week?
Yes.
So it's not going to be rain all the time. It's just possibility of rain each day if you're in the wrong place and you get a shower or a thunderstorm.
Yes, and it'll get even more humid each day because we'll have a southerly flow coming off the ocean all week. And we might see a little more heavier rain maybe by midweek. We're going to keep an eye on that, more of like a, well, maybe some flooding, but too early to tell if that will come to fruition yet. But that is how it's looking into next week.
All right, so now that's bad news for Pat.
Yeah, I suppose so. He'll be back Wednesday. He's up in Maine for his vacation.
Maybe it'll snow up there. You know, maybe it'll snow there. Remember, it snowed in Newfoundland.
Yes.
What? About a month ago in
yeah,
June.
Yeah, just a little under a month ago. It did. He's up right on the southern Maine coast over there. I think it's Ogunquit.
Yeah. Spell Ogunquit.
Ogunquit. Yeah.
It's hard enough to pronounce. Never mind.
Yeah, it's gorgeous up there. I've been up that way as well. It's gorgeous up there, especially.
Oh, come on! I lived in Augusta for a year and a half.
Oh wow! Augusta,
it was
Maine.
The worst year and a half of my life.
Oh,
it was terrible. It was terrible. It was horrible. I mean, I did some interesting things. I think I did in a year and a half four interesting things in Maine. I went to see a severe winter storm on the coast. That's right. Breathtaking. That is breathtaking. To see it on the Maine coast and see us, you know, see these huge waves breaking in. That was breathtaking. That was nice.
Yeah.
Then I went out on a 22-foot sailboat, and we went on a day where it was 85 degrees in Portland. Right. We went out, and we went out far enough to get into the Icelandic current. And what was great about that is that it's like 80 degrees and beautiful. And when you get into the Icelandic current, the temperature in the air drops 30, 35 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. Yeah. So that was a good thing that I did when I was in Maine. What else was good that happened in Maine?
It's just the winters you hated.
No, not really. I mean, I guess if you're an outdoorsman and you like stuff like that, it's a great state. But I felt the world was a fishbowl with fish in it, and I was on the outside looking in. That's all I could say. And in July, I was sitting on the deck in Kennebunkport, in Augusta, overlooking the Kennebunk River, having a drink with a friend of mine, and you could see our breath. And I said to him, I'll be gone by August. And I did. I moved. If you can see your breath in the evening in July. I had my fill of Maine. And I also had plenty of great lobster. I will say that. There you go. That was it. All right. But you can have Maine. I mean, Portland was a nice city, and Portland's more really not Maine. It's kind of like New Hampshire or something with a coastline. You know what I mean? It's different. It's different. When you get up to Augusta and those areas, it's just pine trees.
Yeah.
The vegetation changes and you get further up. Well, anyways, I'm not dissing Maine. It's a beautiful state, but you gotta like to be outside a lot. And you gotta like the cold.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, you gotta be really hardy to endure, you know, months of that kind of weather misery, as it were.
All right. So speaking about weather misery, recap our forecast one more time.
Sure. We've got sunny today, warm, about 85. Clear tonight, about 50 to 55. More of the same for Friday, sunny, 85. And then for Saturday, sunny to start. Clouds later in the day, showers at night, high near 80. And then for Sunday, breezy with mostly cloudy skies, off and on showers, and more humid, and we should top out in the upper 70s.
All right. Now, you get the weekend off this weekend, right?
I have one day off. I'm working Saturday, yes.
Oh, you're working Saturday, so you get Sunday off.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, we'll check in with you tomorrow morning and see how things are going in the life of Anthony J.
Yes, yes. Pleasure being here.
All right. Thanks, Anthony. Take care.
You too, Marshall.
That is Anthony J. and the forecast in for Pat Pagano.